Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the ha-di-di-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, the princess, she walked happily home. Tra-la-di-di-ha-di-ho, she lived happily ever after.
Carmen, I want to apologize in advance.
Oh?
It sounds like this is going to be a toilet-heavy week.
For who?
For Ramble and otherwise.
Just like in general in life?
Well, you have some toilet materials.
Yeah.
That are pressing. They require at least your, as well as maybe our, immediate attention.
I would call them pressing matters, yes.
And I will also say that we have been requested to put toilets into the story also.
We have been
this week.
Yeah, we've been commissioned. Is commissioned the right word for this?
Payment was received, in a sense.
The payment is exposure.
Well, the payment is also Patreon.
Yeah, that's true.
one of our patrons has requested that we give her home bathrooms a formal rating and review. And I have pictures of those bathrooms.
As is our expertise.
And I have floor plans of those bathrooms.
Well, specifically Gordy's expertise. You and I are mostly along for the ride.
With most things, yes.
So how do you want to do this? Does everybody want to look at pictures? Should I just describe?
I want you to, yeah, you need to paint a soundscape.
Ooh.
Use that writing skill that you've honed since your, what, five-year-old Star Wars fanfic. Is that the age end story?
No royalties. No money. It was a pretty feminist draft, as I recall. Okay, so we have three bathrooms to go over. There's bathrooms 1, 2, and 3, as they're labeled.
I feel like they need cool nicknames.
Do we know which is the master?
We do. Bathroom number 1 is the master bath. We're going to start off with the master bath.
Hit me.
Okay.
Also Cricket.
She's
ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her body is ready and upside down.
Bathroom number 1, we have promo pics from the real estate listing.
Huh.
So the decor will be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's a large spacious bathroom with kind of a tile floor. There's a big one of those corner fancy tubs and a shower stall.
Built-in tub. So no dragon feet.
No, it's not a dragon foot tub. There's one sink, cabinet space. They have a deer bath mat by it, some little rubber ducks.
Like a full dead deer.
It's on like a rubber mat. Mm. Or one like a thing where you step out of the bath and there's a mat there.
I see.
It's got a picture of a deer on it.
Okay, so deer photo. Not a deer carcass
not
that they put on
skin.
Rubber.
No, it is not a dead deer lying on the floor.
there's your first improvement.
couple of rubber ducks, and there's a bidet in this one.
Ooh.
So all
that
I mean,
is a master bath.
I mean, all
and
in all,
is this a separate bidet or is this an attached to the toilet bidet?
It's an attached to the toilet bidet.
Okay. So not as luxurious as you can get with a bathroom, but good luxury on an economic scale.
Yeah,
and also space economy.
This looks like a pretty luxurious bathroom. Like this, there's a lot of space there.
You can get stuff done in there.
You can get, there's
that
room.
That is a business bathroom.
There's room. Here's my beef.
Business class bathroom.
Here's my beef.
Yeah.
It looks real good. The major problem, and it is an issue, is that the toilet is behind the door. When you the door opens into the bathroom and the toilet's just back there.
Never a good sign.
Now, one benefit to that, like the toilet open or the door opens toward the toilet.
Yes.
So you would be
it is a shield.
Pinning, yeah, you would be obscured.
Pinning it in like a small box, basically.
Right when the doors open, which also provides a visual shield should someone burst in on the bathroom while you're there. You have just a little bit more time to make the like squawking duck noises of consternation before you find the words to say someone's in here.
You will make them as you get hit in the knees.
It's true. That is a problem. So wear knee guards on that toilet.
I think so, but also...
Maybe some knee guards on the wall for
guests. I'm worried it's going to feel cramped back there in like a little box.
What is the window situation?
There's a window, a big window above the bath.
But not in the water closet with the toilet?
I don't think there's a window there.
Keeps your business secret.
No, you were well hidden. I'm worried the problem is that you're too well hidden, and it's just going to feel like a stink prison back there.
Now, do you have the square footage for that section of the bathroom?
Nope, I don't think so. What is the... No, I have a floor plan, but there's no...
The floor plan doesn't include spatial.
There's no readable... Square footage? I can't make out what it is. I mean, it's basically... I mean, it's... Yeah. It looks like a bathroom stall.
See, as someone who is very short and has no need for leg room in most situations, I'm not personally put off by a small toilet corner. And do appreciate... I appreciate the shield, the door shield, because... Mm-hmm. As you two know, Cricket has no concept of privacy or alone time.
No.
And so my bathroom situation involves...
Guests.
Almost every time my door gets slammed all the way open, and then I have a little announcement from the other side of the litter box if I don't see her immediately, and she'll trot up and sit directly in front of me and talk to me.
Yeah, that's
not an ideal bathroom experience.
It's not. So this will give you a shield.
Yeah.
The sink looks good. There's room. It's got the good kind of hardware. The sink that's easy to turn off with other stuff. If you don't want to touch the handle, it's easy to turn off with other things. Any other object, basically. I think they've all got that. So that's just a plus across the board.
What kind of mirror are we working with?
Large.
Like a wall mirror?
Well, I mean, it's sizable. There's three lights above it. It's a respectable mirror. Looks like it works.
Carmen, I think you know about this. I don't know if I ever passed this information on to Gordy. Did you hear about the time I was almost smashed to death by my mirror?
No.
In Marietta.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm getting a vague memory back from this. That apartment tried to kill you in many different ways.
It certainly did. It had a like full wall scale mirror in the bathroom.
Yes.
And one night after getting out of the shower and then going to bed or like getting on the computer to prepare for bed, I heard an enormous smash and I went in there and the whole thing had fallen off the goddamn wall and just the bathroom was just shards.
And it was the only bathroom in that apartment.
Yeah.
Which meant immediate need to repair shard issue or middle of the night sleepy Tyler was going to get a bad surprise.
If it had happened a half hour earlier, I would have been dead.
It happened, not that specifically, but a near-death bathroom experience happened in my family's house when we were kids. Mm-hmm. I was in my room. My sister and my room was kind of connected by the bathroom. Her door actually had a door into the like sink area, and then there was a water closet, and mine was just on the opposite side of the wall there. So I'm just like in my room doing teen stuff, and I hear a crash, and I go running in, and my sister had just gotten out of the shower, and the ceiling light had just fallen.
Cool.
And it had missed her barely, and she didn't have any cuts or anything, but it was definitely a frightening experience for her.
It would be, yes.
Probably would have been at least a hospital trip had that thing fallen square on her head, because it's one of those like big glass dome things with the like metal bottom bit that you unscrew to.
The kind that's right above me.
Yeah, that kind.
As we speak.
And this was one in a series of weird bathroom haunting kind of situations there, because there was another time that I heard a weird noise and I went into that bathroom and the toilet paper stand, we had like a freestanding one, was in the tub. where we did not typically keep it. So there was a vengeful bathroom ghost in the water closet that my sister and I shared.
I think those are the pros and cons of that first bathroom.
With some side personal stories.
All in all, this, I'd give this about a 4 out of 5.
I thought it was going to be 10, and I was going to be real impressed by your strict standards.
Yeah, like I'd want to see a 10 bathroom after that, if the major issue is maybe your knees get hit by a door.
No, I think this is a good bathroom. Now,
it sounds,
of course,
like a very nice bathroom.
It does look like a nice bathroom, and of course we're not, I guess we are making some accommodations. Mm-hmm. Like, there's technology I'd like to see in here, but I don't know if it's on the consumer market yet.
Well, maybe you should switch it to a 10 rating so you have a little bit more wiggle room for like Gordy's dream bathroom. Well, okay. As a 10.
What kind of tech would bump this up to a 5 in your mind?
If there was like a button you could hit, mm-hmm, that would, because what I want is basically like a little device that I can pull out of my pocket, and I can hit a button, and it just like blasts the whole room I'm in a cleansing laser that just like burns away germs and bacteria and everything, and I just hold it up.
Sure.
And it just like ruins everything that could cause disease.
You want a room that's gonna shed you like a snake.
Yeah, basically. And
just
so
get all those gross old cells off of you and replace them with new, nice, clean ones.
Yeah, you just, and maybe you just go ahead and burn the epidermis right off. Just that top layer of skin, get rid of that. That's gross, that's old, that's dirty. Get the new, shiny, soft one underneath. That on a pedal in front of the toilet, probably a good, like a good piece of technology. That's what we're talking about to get up to a 10.
Is it analog? The pedal.
Is it analog?
Yeah. Like is it pressure based?
As opposed to like sending like
the severity of the laser.
Yeah, I think so. I think that gives you more control.
Like if you just tap it, it's just gonna be a light burn.
It's just a light, and like this doesn't hurt you.
No.
Other than burning off the
unless
top layer
you,
of your
unless
skin.
Unless you pedal to the metal.
If you pedal to the metal, like you should probably wear sunglasses at least. Yeah, okay. You convinced me. It's a 4 out of 10. Okay. Now. I would say it might be like 7 or 8 out of 10, like on the consumer market.
Yeah.
In the consumer group.
We should set, okay, so 10 should be the Gordy gold standard of bathroom. We should set a lower number that is like actually a good bathroom available to the common people.
I mean, I think that is the 5 and okay. 10 differential.
I mean, this is a good bathroom available to homeowners.
Normies.
Like most
okay,
homeowners.
So 5
toilet
is,
normies.
5 toilet is the normies. Toilet normie gold standard. Not, 10 is the Gordy gold standard. And anything above a 5 just has like crazy super,
I mean, this,
tech.
I don't
10
know.
Is for piss kings only.
Yes. And like, I don't know, super rich, like super rich people bathrooms are probably like 6, 7 maybe.
Depending on how well they utilize their rich peopleness.
It's like the Richter scale, like the difference between a 9 and a 10 is huge.
It's substantial.
And the difference between like a 4
deadly
and a 5.
Even.
Yeah, yes, it is terminal, a terminal gap between those two. We've been at this for a while. Do we want to go through the other two, or we just want to,
maybe we save it?
Yeah, we'll
this,
keep
this is the round one.
Yeah, this is the first one. We can do this again.
Sure.
Or not.
Why not?
Or not. The
if
other
ever we are out of things to talk about,
the other two look perfectly nice as well on the normie market.
Mm-hmm.
Normie toilet, pretty good.
Carmen,
yes.
I know you spent all week thinking about it. What's the next clue for Ramble Quest?
Ah, crap. I did actually have one. All right.
Bearing in mind that Gordy's clue will not come into effect until episode 1000 whatever.
It will be years. Unless you can project what we're going to do that far in the future.
Okay. Ramble Quest. find the D&D theme park Ramblecast.
Mm-hmm. Because we don't remember the number.
We definitely don't. And take the words, the first words you hear at 3 minutes and 15 seconds, and 20 seconds, and 10 minutes, 30 seconds, and those will point you to the next clue. Is that good enough?
Yeah, that works.
All right.
I think that's a real clue.
Yeah, definitely. Those things will all make sense together.
Yeah, but what if they do?
That would be the fun thing, like, if all of our dumbass clues actually point to some end. To my knowledge, no one is actually doing Ramble Quest.
That's fine.
No.
We've had many submissions for Ramble Quest. If you're not on it yet, you're behind.
Engagement is way, way up.
The engagement is off the chart.
Tokyo loves it. I checked in Simplecast.
Tokyo loves it. Greenland. Crazy about Ramble Quest. Those Greenlanders, they're absolutely on it.
So be more like Greenland and Tokyo, everybody.
There's a change.org petition to rename Greenland Rambleland.
Because they're so, like, they're just so suited. For some reason, like, people there are just, like, they're just on it.
And they want the United States government to do it to them.
To what? To do what to them?
Because it's on change.org.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they would like the U.S. government to personally...
formally acknowledge them as Rambleland. Happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.